I was an FBI hostage negotiator. I was the FBI's lead international kidnapping negotiator. And one of the few things that we want to live by in negotiations is never split the difference. If I've got two hostages inside a bank, the negotiator can't say, well, look, you know, we'll split the difference. I'll take one. We'll call it a day. In my book, I'll teach you how to solve business and personal negotiations with hostage negotiation skills. A hostage negotiator starts from the beginning knowing that we're all driven by emotions and navigates with emotional intelligence tools. One of the top strategies in negotiating, let the other side go first. Many people want to go first, but it's not a good idea. Another top strategy is then when you talk, you really want to get the other person to say that's right. When someone says you're right, they actually want you to stop talking and they really probably want you to go away. One of the things that's the most surprising, we really don't try to get people to say yes. Something happens when someone says no. They have a tendency to relax. In many cases, they're more interested in listening. My company is the Black Swan Group. A black swan is something very subtle, seemingly very small, that has a massive impact. Don't be afraid of the negativity that the other person feels about you. Simply recognizing it has a tendency to make it go away. In a hostage negotiation, you know, we have a calming, soothing voice. Before I've even finished a sentence, I've actually made a difference in how you feel about the interaction and me and made you more likely to make a deal with me. And that's a little thing. It's a small, soft skill that has a massive difference.